Today is the 8th of April, 2017. And I'm looking in John 16, verse 33. Jesus speaking, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Well, you know, we have not experienced the kind of tribulation a lot of people have. You know, if you read Fox's Book of Martyrs, you can see firsthand what persecution, torture, maiming, killing, tribulation is about. But we have experienced tribulation in a different sort. That is the rejection of our families and our kin who are in the Arminian free will camp. They don't really want to have anything to do with us. And they'll say a lot of other reasons, of course, why they don't want to have anything to do with us. Not that I'm the most lovely person in the world to get along with. I'll be the first to admit that I have my faults and failures like everyone else, but so do they. But see, they don't want to openly admit theirs, and I will mine. But the real issue is the tribulation comes from their rejection of the gospel. You know, Christ says here that these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In me, not in our own decisions, not by the will of the flesh, not by the will of man, not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Not of works, lest any man should boast. In me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. There's a whole group of people out there, the health and wealth claimers, that say that if you're having tribulation, it's because you don't have enough faith. Well, what do you have faith in? Faith in your faith? No, we have been given the faith of Christ. And we have in Christ peace. But in the world, we have tribulation. You know, and there's a lot of people out there that are into what I call a denial of this aspect of the fact that the Christian will go through tribulation and persecution. Paul said, if you're in Christ, you will suffer persecution. And so, persecution and tribulation, it takes many forms. I got an email from a dear brother today who's being persecuted at his work because of his stand for the gospel, because he's working around a lot of Arminians that cannot stand him because he proclaims the sovereign grace of God. Isn't that something? Even at your work. We talked about relatives, talk about vocation. In the world, you will have tribulation. When you go to the barber shop and you listen to all the talk around you while you're getting a haircut, you know, that's a form of tribulation. Okay? When you go to the restaurant or the cafe and you hear all this stuff being talked about that you really don't have any interest in, that is tribulation. That's why we are told to come out from the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Every time you pull up YouTube, you see the mind of Satan. You see that he is at work. He's the prince and the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. You know, in Deuteronomy 4:30, it says, when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shall be obedient unto his voice. That's what we need to do, is it not? Turn to the Lord our God, and be obedient unto his voice. You know, there's a lot of people that are not being obedient to the voice of God. They're being obedient to every other voice. They're being obedient to the political pundits, the political correctness, the educational system. And then they wonder why are we seeming not to have peace? Well, in verse 31 it says, verse 29 of that same chapter, Deuteronomy 4. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Verse 31, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them. There's a lot of people that have forgotten the voice of the Lord. We all have at times, have we not? We have found ourselves turning back to the beggarly elements of the world when we should be seeking God and his mercy and his grace. And in Matthew 13:21, he's talking about those who, when they have a little persecution and tribulation, they become offended, and so they don't want to deal with it, do they? Matthew 13:21, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, but when tribulation or persecution arises, because of the world, by and by he is offended. You know, we are told in Matthew 24 that we're going to have tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time nor ever shall be. Matthew 24:21. You know, and, you know, we better be prepared for the most vicious persecutions and tribulations. Now, we can never be prepared in and of ourselves. How do we prepare for it? God prepares us for it through drawing us to himself and through drawing us to his word. You know, Paul gloried in tribulation. He said that tribulation worketh patience. That's hard for us to accept sometimes, isn't it? Yeah, he says in Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. But you know, we have the promise in Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of God, Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? You know, so we will be comforted in the midst of our tribulation and persecution, whatever it is that we're going to have to go through and face. You know, God himself will comfort us. 2 Corinthians 1:4, who comforteth us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherein we ourselves are comforted of God. You know, Paul went through an awful lot. He did. And he had to have the Holy Spirit of God residing in him, because he would never have been able to face what he faced. He said in 2 Corinthians 7:4. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. So, let's not faint, okay, in the midst of all this that's going on around us. I know it's not easy. You know, 2 Thessalonians 1:4, so that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. You know, it's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble us. Do you know that? 2 Thessalonians 1:6. It's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble us. So they're going to get theirs. And John, of course, went through a lot of tribulation, didn't he? He was boiled in oil, and he was left on the Isle of Patmos. In Revelation 1:9, he says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, when in the isle was called Patmos for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Well, we don't know what God has in store for us. We don't know how much Satan is going to be loosed and how much he's going to attack God's people. But we are told in Revelation 2, fear none of these things, but thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, I will give thee a crown of life. You know, we find in Revelation 7:14, he says, and said unto him, Sir, thou knowest, he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So let us be encouraged this morning. So whatever we're facing, let us be encouraged this morning that God is able to preserve us and cause us to persevere until the end. God bless.